Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Garbled Twistery, and if you don't know what's going on, last time we talked about some guy who thought he was the bee's knees, Charles Pinckney. And today, we're looking at candidate number two for the 1796 election. His name? James Iredell! So let's get the show on the road, shall we? Little Jamesy Iredell was born in Tealand. His father's name was Francis, and his mom was an Irish lady named Margaret. And you see, Father Francis was a really cool merchant man or whatever. Did I say really cool? I meant dreadfully incompetent. Like, James's dad was so freaking bad at selling doohickeys that James was like, quote, "No offense, Dad, but you're so bad at your job that you should be offended by this statement," unquote. Yeah. Normally, the son is the disappointment, but nope, not here. Dad's the disappointment. And it's not even like Francis was a deadbeat dad or whatever. No, he was just an honest-to-goodness failure as a merchant. Like, Francis was such a failure that our boy James left England and got a job working customs at some port in North Carolina. And of course, while he was doing that, he was studying to be a what? I can't hear you. Did you say lawyer? You better have said lawyer, because everybody and their mom wanted to be a freaking lawyer, I tell ya. Anyways, he got married to the daughter of the dude who was teaching him how to be a lawyer, and then he had like four kids after 12 years of waiting because he knew beforehand that children are terrible people, okay? And he also got a promotion. Good stuff. Too bad he wasn't going to be able to calmly use his promotion money because it's time for some Clash of Ninja Revolution 2. Yeah. When the metaphorical poo smacked the metaphorical ceiling fan representing war, our boy James wrote an essay. Quote, "England, I know you just fought some 7 years war thingy, but get off our backs, will ya?" Unquote. Yeah. People really liked the essay and thought the dude was the best essay writer in all of North Carolina. Later on, he wrote another thingy, and it was pretty much an ad for the Declaration of Independence. Like, he basically wrote the Declaration of Independence before independence was declared. I know, how bohemian. As the war was, like, revving up, he was like, quote, "You know what we need to try to do right now? We need to make a court system in the middle of a war," unquote. I don't get it. Like, dude, don't you want your courthouse to not get burned to the ground by freaking Tories? Like, luckily that didn't happen, and you became the Attorney General of North Carolina and got the fun job of revising and changing whatever North Carolina law you darn well please. But yeah, making a court system during a war? I think that could have ended, differently. You feel me? Anyways, the war ends, and this guy has spent all his money on court stuff, so he literally cannot afford to be a delegate for North Carolina. Yeah, he didn't even get to go to Philly for a cheesesteak. But, I mean, he kept in touch. Like, he was hanging out with all these Federalists and was all super hyped about this freaking Constitution that was about to drop like an album, but nobody else in North Carolina liked it, and they thought he was a freaking weirdo! Yeah. Like, North Carolina wasn't here for the Constitution album at all until the Bill of Rights EP dropped. That's when North Carolina changed their tune. But our boy James? Genuine hipster. Okay, so, as we all know, Jorge Washington's the prez, and he needs someone to be a super cool Supreme Court judge or whatever. So he goes to our boy James and is all like, "You owe me." And James is all like, "Lol, no I don't, but sure, I'll judge or whatever." And bam! James Iredell is a Supreme Court judge! I mean, because it was the first Supreme Court, there weren't that many cases, you know, testing the waters. And they only met like twice a freaking year. One important fun case thingy he did do, though, was... ding, ding, ding. Chisholm versus Georgia. Basically, some dude named Alex Chisholm sued the entire state of Georgia because someone over there owed his estate some freaking money for helping them out during the war. the state of Georgia is all like, quote, okay, this dude is suing me, but I did not consent to this, unquote. And the court was all like, quote, do we look like we care? But the thing is, the public, and James Iredell specifically, cared about state's consent. Like, a year later, a whole thingy was put into the Constitution that said, quote, look, if you want to sue an entire state and you don't freaking live in that state, the state's gotta freaking consent to it, okay? Unquote. So, if that isn't proof that James Iredell is the hipster to end all hipsters, I'm afraid there's no hope left for you. Put away that turkey dinner. The 1796 election is coming up, and you don't deserve it. If you got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, people on jet skis who smile too much, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook or Twitter, or you can head to the garbletwistery.net website and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Next time, we're looking at another pickaninny. Is this pickaninny a pickaninny that's actually a pickaninny related to the other pickaninny we just pickaninnied about? Or is this pickaninny a completely different pickaninny that doesn't even pickaninny alongside other pickaninnies? Find out next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
He didn't even get to go to Philly for a cheesesteak. But, I mean, he kept in touch.